when it's played out in the public eye, there's always the pressure of time constraints, you know, when the next game's coming. And I think it's a really important thing for players and staff that you have some clarity and certainty. I think the longer you leave a decision like this, the more uncertain it becomes and the more difficult it becomes for everyone to perform on a Saturday. So last time it was easier because it was me being replaced, so I could do that while I was in the job. This time it's been much more difficult, but we're pleased to have got to the point we've got to within a reasonably quick period of time. And it's been a frantic week, but as you say, now it's concluded and we can start to look forward again.
Yeah, perhaps on the outside, people wouldn't quite appreciate that, but a more complex manager search, because yourself and Dave Doggett, whilst you've changed managers at the time you've been running the club, the situation, as you say, hasn't been quite the same. And even going further back, when you're changing manager in the conference, the level of candidates perhaps isn't quite so high profile and the spotlight isn't quite so great.
I think it's the first time that Dave's been involved where we've changed. And as I said, you know, since 2011, we've only really had one permanent manager. You know, I never considered myself that. It was someone who was doing a job for a period of time to help the club and then at the right time would try and find the next man. And it's much, much easier, as I said, when you're sounding people out and talking to people behind the scenes, because it's me, rather than in this situation, we made a tough decision. That decision was made and then, you know, the phone gets red hot, lots of people contact, and at the same time, you know, you need to do your due diligence. We need to pursue potential candidates. We need to see who's available. We need to go through a long process to make sure that what happens at the end of it is that the board see credible candidates and that we make sure that the right quality of people get the opportunity to meet the board. And that's what we think we've done in a fairly short period of time, hence it's been so hectic.
Yeah, in terms of how that process works then, yourself at the forefront really trying to whittle down the huge myriad of options that you originally have, and then you can put something to the board where it's a reasonable number of candidates to look at, discuss and work through.
Yeah, and I think there's such a gambit of different types of managers, you know, so I was asked by the board to do the sifting process. We met as a board on Saturday morning before the game, and I put, you know, a small number of names to them, ranging from the very experienced to the never worked before in a managerial job, and then recommendations for them to interview. Myself, Graham Daniels and Dave Doggett met a couple of people over the weekend. And then, you know, it was a unanimous decision that Sean was the standout candidate that fitted the criteria and therefore was then interviewed by the board. And it was then the unanimous decision of the board to appoint Sean. So, you know, that was the process, and the process was put in place to make it as professional, as thorough, as detailed, as much due diligence as can be possibly achieved in such a small period of time, but ultimately to try and make sure that the board saw the right people.
And from what yourself and Dave said during the press conference, it seemed that not only were you impressed with what Sean had to say in terms of football, but he clicked with everyone on a personal level really quickly as well.
Yeah, and also, you know, when you speak to people at different clubs and in the media, and people have played against him, with him, worked with him, you know, no one's got anything but good to say about Sean Derry. And my initial impression of him was very positive. I think he's a real leader. You could see that as a player. You know, he was a real no-nonsense, tough, competitive player. Played at the very highest level. And you can see those qualities in him as a man. And, you know, he's got good knowledge, a real clear vision, a real ambition for what he wants to achieve. And when you find a fit between what the football club needs and what an individual needs, that's when it looks like a good decision for both parties. And that's where we've got to.
Yeah, and it's exciting as well because you've got someone here who has obviously started out in their managerial career and had some real success, shown some real flashes of brilliance. And they've got the potential where nobody within the world of football knows quite how good Sean Derry could be. And that's really exciting.
It is, and it's very, very difficult. You know, people talk about, you know, I'm not completely detached from the world to not know that people have rung me and asked about different candidates and odds on different people, etc., etc. And there's always speculation, but as always, you know, some of the speculation is the sublime and some's the ridiculous. When you then really look at people who are trying to get into the world of management, some of the first jobs that those people get are really tough assignments, because maybe if all the conditions around the football club were perfect, maybe those football clubs wouldn't employ a manager on the very first job. And therefore, it's very difficult for young managers sometimes to get a second and a third opportunity, because, you know, they're judged so harshly when the conditions in their first opportunity, what may from the outside look like an unsuccessful tenure, actually when you get into some detail and you know the circumstances, looks very successful. So with Sean, we just identified someone who impressed initially, impressed again, certainly impressed the board when he met them, and he had a real desire to come to this football club and a real passion to come here and a real belief that he would be a man that could lead this club forward. And I think that, you know, with all of those considerations, we think, yeah, he hasn't got a huge track record, but by the time Sean Derry has a huge track record, he won't be managing this club.
On a personal level for you, Jez, perhaps slightly less this season, but over recent seasons, you've worked quite closely with Richard on the football side of things. You've got all of your responsibilities right across the club setup now. Will Sean's arrival give you an opportunity to focus even more on those off-field factors? Will it change how you operate within the football side of things?
Look, I don't want to speak too much about the past, but there was a definite shift in my responsibilities when my job changed last year. So the last 6 months, my remit and my day-to-day involvement with the football has obviously diminished. We have a really, really good staff. You know, I'll talk about Joe in a minute, but we have a really, really good staff in terms of recruitment, in terms of sports science, in terms of all of the support mechanisms that a manager would need. We need the person, i.e. Sean now, to manage those processes, to manage those staff. And then, you know, my role in the whole proceedings really is just to manage Sean and to make sure that there's really good dialogue between the two of us, to make sure that we're always aware of what we're trying to achieve and what we're trying to do. And I don't think it's any different really to every other member of staff. You know, we've got some really good senior managers at the club. You know, Liz Slack with all of the business development, James Cutting with all of the youth community projects, Richard Meek with the academy, very, very similar, except the first team is obviously the most important because it drives everything. But I see Sean as a really important senior member of our management team. He's going to have responsibility for the first team and all of the staff in that area. We'll work really closely together, but he's his own man, and he'll shape that in the way that we believe he can.
With the relationship then with Joe, I believe they know each other quite well from coaching courses and having come across each other anyway. So obviously that's going to be key going forward.
Yeah, and I want to place on record my huge gratitude to Joe, because he's been absolutely immense in the last week. The guy has got the highest level of integrity and honesty, and he's led the group fantastically well. He had a really, really tough assignment on Saturday because, let's be honest, you know, the whole fan base, the whole world expected us to win that game. We had only everything to lose, and it was a really different, difficult circumstance to go into the game. But we got through it, and as Sean just alluded to, 10 other clubs had cup shocks and left the competition at the weekend, and we got through. And I've had open dialogue with Joe throughout the whole process, and Joe's been part of the process, to be honest. You know, we hold him in really, really high regard. He's someone who's I've got a huge amount of respect for. He's very, very talented, and the fact that he knows Sean and that we think there'll be a really, really good partnership together and complement each other with their strengths and work really well together obviously played a part in the decision as well.
Was Joe ever under serious consideration to take the manager's role right now, or did it never quite feel like the right time?
I think Joe and I had a number of private, confidential, but really, really honest discussions as to what was right for the football club. And that's where Joe shows his selfless attitude, really. It wasn't for him about what he might want to do or what he might think was right for him. The conversation's always about what was right for the football club at this moment in time. And for that, you know, he deserves a huge amount of credit and respect.
And this final question, I don't know, maybe slightly obvious, I don't know, but in terms of targets, where do you want to be come May?
And you ask the question with a smile because you know I'm not going to answer it. We need to progress. And, you know, it's always an upheaval when there's a change in the job during the season. It wasn't our, you know, we didn't set out thinking that we wanted to do that. it happened.